Sunday night's main event is brought to you by Vape Nation, your premier provider of electronic cigarettes and e-liquids in Southern Ontario. For locations, visit vapenationcanada.com.
Tonight's edition of Sunday night's main event is dedicated to the memory of Lionheart Adrian McCallum.
And all of these neurologists, every specialist, every doctor I've seen has said the same thing, and it is this. You are cleared.
This is Sunday night's main event.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but boy, is it exciting.
With Dan the Mo Flabransky.
Everyone has a price.
And Jason Agnew.
I have a microphone, and I can be louder than each and every one of you.
On TSN Radio.
In clear violation of the law.
It was a pay-per-view built on the announcement of a guest ref. So did it live up to expectations, or maybe live down to expectations is a better thing to ask. And that's just one of the questions that we shall ask you tonight since we are live on TSN Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sunday night's main event on the air with the help of Vape Nation, taking your vape shop experience to the next level. Find them online at vapenationcanada.com. My name is Jason Agnew, and it's a post-pay-per-view night, so I am joined by my longtime tag team partner, Dan the Mouth of Vransky, who I roped into watching what had to be one of the worst promoted pay-per-views in history, wouldn't you say, Mouth?
Yeah, man, the build-up for this show was absolutely terrible. They didn't do anything exciting. Half of it was rematches from the Saudi Arabian show. But you know what? We've watched the entire show. We've got our thoughts. We've got our opinions. And some of them might be a little bit different than what you expect. So in order to hear it all, you better stay tuned because Jay and I are going to start things off and run down the entire stomp. We are going to stomp all over stomping ground.
Well, half of it.
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
We'll
see. We'll see. But we want your phone calls tonight. Listen, we do one live show a month, and it follows the WWE pay-per-view, and that's what we watch tonight. So let's get your phone calls in and have your voice heard. 1-866-729-2562 is the number to call in. Use your phone as a phone. It's revolutionary to go back in time and do so.
We're old school.
Yeah, 1-866-729-2562 is the number to call. The Sunday Night Survey is already up at SNME Radio on Twitter. So go and vote on that. It's about stomping grounds. And of course, join the feedback and the posts all over the Facebook group. Just search on Facebook SNME Radio and I shall approve ya. Taking a break only to come back and run down and recap WWE Stomping Grounds pay-per-view. You are listening to Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio.
Hello, Gordy Levesque here. No one swings and hacks like I do. And no one struts quite like I do, too. And no one brews beer like Great Lakes do. Canuck Pale Ale. My beer, your beer. Our beer. Available in over 400 LCBO and grocery store across Ontario for only $2.80. Great Lakes Brewery. Brewed for you, Ontario.
Vape Nation Canada, your premier provider of electronic cigarettes and e-liquids in Southern Ontario. In downtown Burlington, corner of Elizabeth Street and Pine. In Stoney Creek, at the corner of Paramount and Mud. In Brantford, at 320 Colborne Street West in the Sobeys Plaza. In Oakville, at Lakeshore Road West and Bronte Road. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 till 9, Sunday, 11 till 6. Better prices, selection, service, and atmosphere. Raise your expectations. You can have it all. Vape Nation, taking the vape shop experience to the next level. VapeNationCanada.com.
After much deliberation, I've chosen my referee. And my special guest referee is none other than the sassy Southern Belle, Lacey Evans.
Gotta get up, listen to me, clap your hands.
It was an entire pay-per-view.
To find out who that was.
Based on that announcement, which is why normally when we come back from break, by the way, welcome back Sunday night's main event on TSN Radio.
A finish from the main event.
You play a main event finish.
Yes.
But honestly, that was the main event tonight was 100% based around the announcement of a guest ref. And so there you have it. It was Lacey Evans who factored into that. She also factored into the first match on the card tonight. Did you have this in your your spectrum of thought of this could be a possible person?
No, that was the one weird thing for me was when that was announced, because I mean, a lot of the speculation was around that it was going to be Becky and they were going to play off the real life relationship of her and Seth. But Lacey Evans, no. And really, they didn't really explain it to us either.
No, well, you didn't really have to have it explained, though. This made complete sense.
How? How does it make
sense? Because here's the thing. Seth Rollins has been taking out all of the referees that have come near him, right? Mm. EC3 and anyone else on Raw.
But why Lacey?
Because Lacey just had a match with Becky, so clearly she still wants to hurt Becky and anything around her, and therefore Becky is linked to Seth. They are in a relationship together. She will obviously side against Seth because she's vengeful of Becky.
Okay, great. That all works, but why is Corbin picking Lacey?
Corbin's picking Lacey because Seth Rollins has been taking every man out. He will not hit a woman. Therefore, a woman can stand in that match that does not like Steph, that does not like Seth because Seth is with Becky. This made complete sense.
I think there should have been a little bit more of a tease that it was going to be Lacey then.
I like the surprise of it. Listen, I didn't like how it all went down, and I don't think the need for it, and I thought the promotion was completely stupid.
I don't like the fact that a pay-per-view ends with a match that we're probably promoting. A match we're probably going to get tomorrow night on TV that's going to mean nothing in the big picture.
Well, I think that what happens here, though, is you got the announcement, and it was kind of like, oh, how about that? And if you can think like that, anyone who listened to the show probably understood exactly why this pick was made, then it's like, oh, that's interesting. Wait a minute. Now we have to watch a Baron Corbin match.
Yeah, well, and also the other thing I worry about, and this happens all the time, is when you bring real-life relationships into pro wrestling, you end up destroying them.
Yeah, okay. I don't necessarily agree with bringing that into this storyline, but they've made that decision. So if they've made that decision, they're going to utilize it. This was a fine way of utilizing it, I thought.
I suppose. I was not as taken with it as you were.
I just thought that it was actually thought out.
Mm.
There were numerous reasons why this selection
right.
made sense.
I suppose you're right, but I would like to have seen some sort of tease between Lacey and Corbin, that even if it was just a smidgen of a relationship, them talking in a hallway, something.
No, you don't want that. Because everyone's going to be, oh, maybe Heyman. Like, that was, of course, a rumor because of the Brock thing. Maybe it was going to be Brock. This was a little bit... See, the beauty of this is it was a little bit out of left field, but there was still logic involved in it.
Absolutely.
I'm just giving them credit for logic, because
it's
so few and far between.
You're right.
Mouth.
No, you're absolutely right. It's rare.
So let's go back to the beginning tonight. Of course, it was the Stomping Grounds pay-per-view, and we did not get a Ronnie Garvin cameo, which
no,
I was very disappointed. I wanted that
No Garvin stomp.
Of course, we started things off tonight on the pre-show, the Cruiserweight Championship. It was a three-way. Akira Tozawa, Drew Gulak, and Tony Nese were in this match. And by the way, despite all the rumors of them not filling up this place, and I had heard that, yeah, they definitely tarped off like 20,000 seats or something, this crowd was hot.
Yeah, and we're talking for the pre-show match.
Yep.
Most of the arena was already filled, and they were totally into this match. They really enjoyed it. I did too. I thought it was a great opening match. The Cruiserweights rarely disappoint. They did tons of near falls in it, like, actually more than they normally would do in a pre-show match, I thought. And the finish, Drew pinned Tozawa to win the title, so of course he didn't pin the champion, so you can have that feud there. I just thought it was really good. It was captivating, and they had the crowd with them right from the very beginning of the match, and you can't ask for much more for a match like that, where really you don't see those guys on a regular basis at all.
No, it was a good match too. I thought everything went really well here. It was a good start to the show. I'm actually a little bit surprised that it wasn't Daniel Bryan that started, considering where they were in Tacoma, and he was going to be a babyface coming out there tonight, and actually we'll see what they did.
I don't think it matters where you put that match on the show, you're going to get that, right?
I just thought that would maybe be used first to hype the crowd up, right? Because Daniel Bryan would get them going, good or bad.
Luckily,
but
they didn't need this.
No, they really didn't.
Yeah.
They really didn't. So the Raw Women's Championship starts up the actual pay-per-view portion of tonight's festivities, and Becky Lynch is your champion going in, of course, against Lacey Evans. Keep in mind, now, Cole did bring up the fact right away that Seth Rollins' girlfriend...
Yes, he did.
Like, he mentioned this right off the top here. So really kind of... And you know how WWE is not subtle.
Well, and the fact that it was first.
Yes.
The fact... soon as it started, I mean, you said as soon as it started.
She's got to go rest.
Yeah, exactly. She needs to go rest so she's ready for later on. So that was a bit of a giveaway as well. But I think that none of that stuff is the real surprise.
No.
The real surprise is the match was actually half decent.
Yeah, so this was a repeat of a bad 9-minute match that happened at Money in the Bank, as we complained about already with the card being a lot of repeat. This was much better.
Yeah, I thought so. And again, because you had a hot crowd, it really helped,
yes.
right? And I thought, Lacey, she's not Ric Flair yet, but I thought this was definitely one of her better in-ring performances. I thought she did okay. I love the spot where she took the Kleenex and wiped it under her arms, and then she just threw it at Becky, who later grabbed it then stuffed it down Lacey's mouth. I thought that was a cool spot. And Becky ends up retaining with the disarmer, and they had Lacey tap immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as she got the disarmer. Armor on there, she tapped. But again, I wouldn't call it a 5-star classic, but I really do think that Lacey did better in this match than she has in some of her others.
We then move along, and Paul Heyman, there's a vignette there. He's coming out of the dressing room of Baron Corbin, and Kayla asks about Brock cashing in. Heyman brings up Rollins and Kofi Kingston being in the building. This is really the first time in a while that we've heard Heyman refer to Kofi Kingston and Brock. I still think that's where Brock is going with his cash-in.
Yes.
Corbin then pops out and says he's chosen the ref. It will be someone that is unbiased and competent, and he'll deal with Brock after he wins. Match number 3, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Xavier Woods and Big E. Listen, this match was fine. The crowd was still very into it. They gave KO and Sami the win, and they might as well put the heels over here because they need the potential challengers for Kofi, I think.
Yeah, I had no problem with this match. I thought it was really good and fun. I mean, Owens and Zayn, I love seeing them together.
They're fun.
They just fit together so well. They've worked with each other for so long that they know what great, like, especially as heels. They're really great as a heel team. They worked over Xavier for a big chunk of the match. Big E got the hot tag, of course, and did the crazy dive. He had Zayn on the outside of the apron there, and he did the dive through the ropes and took them both into the crowd, which is nuts.
You'd think maybe he'd stop that after the knee injury. And no brace on the knee, by the way.
No,
did you notice that?
Yes, I did. He wasn't protected in any way. And the finish, Owens got the stunner on Xavier and pinned him. Again, the crowd was into it. I thought it was a fun little match. I thought all four guys worked together really well.
A vignette after that, Alexa and Nikki Cross are in the back. Alexa says, normally when she faces Bayley, it feels like the whole world is against her. And then Nikki says, tonight it's them together against the world. I hate how they write for these two.
I know.
It's absolutely horrendously terrible. It's like they are kindergarten children interacting. It's horrendous. The U.S. title match is next. Ricochet versus Samoa Joe. Really the match that a lot of people were looking forward to. Why? Because it's fresh.
Yes. And you know that both guys are great workers.
That too.
And you know they're going to jive in the match, right? It's going to work.
So we have lots of speed versus power in this match. That's the story that they tell. I'd say Joe took about 75% of the actual match itself.
Again, what usually happens when the other guy's going to win, right?
And that's what happened. It was a clean win for Ricochet, Mouth.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like you said, the idea of the smaller Ricochet trying to outmaneuver the power of Joe. Crowd was into it. And Ricochet won with that crazy spinning 630 senton onto Joe, and he pinned him. I thought it was great. And then after the match, they showed Ricochet celebrating backstage with a bunch of people like Charlotte, who was
That was weird.
It was.
Why was she there?
We know she's not on the card. We know she's not injured. It was just kind of like, and she was all dressed up.
She's also
up
a
really
heel.
Nice. Yeah, right. You're right. She's a heel.
The classic. You know, Hogan wins. He celebrates with the baby faces.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Mean Gene's there.
Yes.
He didn't get to talk, but I think sometimes that's better for Ricochet.
Yes.
Don't really care for the promos, but in ring he's excellent.
Yep.
This is going to continue on. Let's face it. Actually. I take that back.
Maybe not.
I take that back for what happens a little bit later.
Yeah.
The SmackDown tag titles are next. Heavy Machinery, who just walked right out of celebrating with Ricochet and down to the ring, versus Brian and Rowan. Keep in mind, we are in the Tacoma Dome. As I was saying, it's right by Daniel Bryan's hometown, right by Seattle there. There's a huge Daniel Bryan chant to start this match. The crowd was insane here. Almost hijacking the match, but really just showing their affection for Brian by getting behind this green gimmick.
Yes.
Chanting, "We recycle, drive a Prius," was one of my favorites as well. for better or for worse, this is the most interested the crowd has ever been for a Heavy Machinery match on the main roster.
Well, I kind of think it was the first time we got to see them in a match and as legitimate competitors rather than goofy, you know, comic book characters like they always portray them.
I don't know how legitimate these two guys are or ever are going to be.
Well, it's the fault of the way they brought them up. It's not the fault of how they are in the ring. I like them as a team. It's just that they've been booked like complete idiots ever since they've come up from NXT. So yeah, but I thought it was a good match. You know, Brian ends up pinning Tucker. The crowd again, of course, was totally into this match because of Brian. But I thought it was okay. I don't know if Heavy Machinery ever climb anywhere higher up the card, but
they're gonna win these titles.
Yeah.
They are going to win these titles, and I think they're going to win them at SummerSlam.
Could be.
That would be my prediction that I'm throwing out here. This was a bit of a fluke win because it was just the roll-up, right? It was a quick kind of fluke type thing.
Yes.
So I do think that this feud will continue. They'll probably get screwed over again next month, even if they're on that card next month.
On the Extreme Rules.
And then SummerSlam here in Toronto. Here's what we have to look forward to, friends. Is Heavy Machinery as your champions. I shall make that prediction now.
All right.
We then move along to the Raw Women's Championship. It's Bayley, your champion, going in versus Alexa Bliss. Of course, Nikki Cross is out there with her. No surprise to this. I mean, we both kind of looked at each other, and we thought with the way... My problem with this, Mouth, is that Bayley is there, and she is the champion, but that is not the focus of this feud.
No, it wasn't.
Not just this match. The whole feud, the basis is around the tension between Nikki Cross and Alexa.
Yep.
What this is.
No, you're absolutely right. The champ is kind of a footnote in the whole thing,
she
right?
Is.
Yeah. Even though she did retain the title, the crowd was into it. Alexa, as you mentioned, like the other match, had most of the match. In this one, she was in control for most of it. And yeah, they furthered the story along with Nikki trying to help Alexa, but screwing it up. So
listen, though, there was a spot in the middle of this match where I kind of jumped out of my seat where Bayley, remember when she performed the Sunset Flip Powerbomb onto Alexa and drives the back of Alexa's head into a turnbuckle. I mean, what agent, what producer
told her to
came up with this spot to allow Alexa's head to be thrown, the back of her head to be thrown into a turnbuckle when we're just watching a special after this pay-per-view
about
the concussions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, they shouldn't be letting Big E jump around like that either, right?
No, this is even worse, though. Big E, I mean,
it's his decision, right? It's kind of his thing.
It's his knee, too. Yeah. I mean, a knee is a joint. Yeah, can get bad. When you deal with heads, though, it's worse.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Let's continue on. We got a recap of the 24/7 angles here. Some fun stuff they did with Spud in a parking lot. And then you've probably seen it on social media where Truth won the title back at Spud's wedding. Apparently, Spud is the one, or Drake Maverick, that is the one who requested that to happen. He just really wants to get over with the office.
It was his real wedding.
It was his real wedding. So they did the wedding first.
Yeah.
And then they filmed the angle afterwards.
That was the legit wedding. That was not a staged wedding. Like most wrestling weddings
They are. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre with Shane McMahon.
I want to talk. We got to mention this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Ricochet vignette, because this is leading to something.
I just missed it on my page. Yep.
Yeah, they just, after the Alexa Nikki match finished, they showed Ricochet backstage with Anderson and Gallows, and they were kind of congratulating him. Then AJ came up, and AJ said, "I'll see you tomorrow."
Yep.
So something.
And then Cole just said, you know, when you're the champion, everyone's after you. So that could very well be where they are headed. Ricochet and AJ. And I would think Samoa Joe still finds his way into this mix, though, as well.
All three of them will work awesome together.
Listen, maybe it was, I mean, whenever you talk about TNA and their glory period, it's always, was it not Daniels, AJ, and Samoa Joe that were in those matches?
And Angle.
Right. Yeah. For Samoa Joe and Angle together. But, I mean, there were those three-way matches that were always out there. Well, maybe you just remove Daniels and Ricochet's in that spot. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre with Shane McMahon. I hated this. I have no time for this.
Yeah.
And they seem to push this every week. It's so repetitive. It's not just repetitive, but it's also, like, it's not just repetitive in the fact that we see them all the time, but we see them doing the same things all the time as well.
Yeah, it is. It's just back and forth. And, you know, even, you know, even though this crowd was hot, this match even was testing their patience, I think, because we had a lot of, and we had the back and forth chants of, you know, Reigns sucks, let's go Reigns and stuff like that.
Leukemia can only take you so far in the WWE universe. I'm not even saying that facetiously. I'm looking at what's happening right now. There's really something to be said about evolving characters. Yeah. And Roman Reigns' character, after he came back from that, he shouldn't have just done the same character over and over again. He should have been more of the Joe and less of the Roman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More of his natural stuff. He's a charismatic guy, and he's not allowed to be that on WWE TV.
Yeah. I mean, my main problem with all of this is the involvement of Shane altogether. I mean, I thought
you liked it.
If he was like a manager type character and not like, you know, actually wrestling and in these matches, you know what I mean?
Well, he did take the big fall off the apron. He took the Superman punch, right?
Yeah,
so you get him as the foil. Ultimately,
but I mean, we couldn't get through the whole thing without him doing his Rob Van Dam ripoff, right?
You're like right.
He had to get in there and get his one spot, Jay.
Yeah,
he has
right.
to have his one spot, right?
Okay.
Every time, which was kind of crazy.
Well, he's going to get more than one spot here because that's SummerSlam.
Well, no,
we're not going to be there. We're going to be here live.
No, Extreme Rules. Just think, Extreme Rules is next. That's got Shane's name written all over it, man.
I don't know if they move that fast. I think Shane might wait to get in the ring with Roman till SummerSlam. I think you might get McIntyre and Reigns again next month. Tomorrow, we're getting a 2-on-1.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're getting a 2-on-1 tomorrow.
They did announce that, yes.
So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
It's just as soon as I see something like Extreme Rules where I know there's like stunts involved, that to me has Shane McMahon written all over it. The other thing we should mention here too, speaking of crazy, is Reigns did that insane dive to the outside and almost killed himself.
Yeah, he hopped right over.
He pretty well shot right over Drew and crashed and burned there. But yeah, Reigns ends up winning with the spear. Yeah, it was. I'm with you. I'm just so bored with those two guys.
Me too.
It would take something really major to get me interested.
There's nothing that can get me interested. WWE Championship steel cage match: Kofi Kingston, your champion, going in versus Dolph Ziggler. And this match had an interesting finish to me, Matt.
Yeah, I liked the finish, but you know what? I really found it to be. You're really like a really super basic cage match 101. I just thought they really just went through all the typical spots, throw him into the fence, run his face through the cage. Both of you try to climb out. The other guy tries to pull the other guy down. And really, to me, it was only the finish that was in an interesting kind of innovative spot in the whole match.
Yeah, I found one spot here where Ziggler had Kingston in an ankle lock forever, and Kingston reached the ropes, but the ref clearly states, there are no rope breaks.
Yeah,
and I feel as though, wasn't there a situation with Miz and Shane from Money in the Bank where one of them tried to grab the ropes and we were all like, why is the ref stopping him from grabbing the ropes?
Well, even the commentators were saying that.
Yeah,
right?
Like it didn't make sense, right? So I think they fixed that here is what they did.
Yeah, no, that was handled the right way. I just felt like I was watching any old cage match. I didn't really feel there was anything special about it, except for the ending, which I thought was good, with where Dolph is kind of falling out of the cage, trying to get out, and Kofi does a mad jump and leaps through the door over top of Dolph and actually hits the floor before Dolph does. So that was the finish. So Kofi wins.
I like the finish, but how do you jump on an ankle that's been in the ankle lock for about 3 or 4 minutes? And you didn't get a rope break. How is your ankle not damaged? Unless Dolph is just really bad at his job.
Or if Kofi could have just, after he'd done the dive and won, he could have still sold the ankle. Like, he could have done something when he landed and, you know,
Kofi didn't sell that well this match. He did not sell that well.
But, I mean, that kind of went the way we're expecting. I mean, no one's expecting Dolph to win any of these matches. So.
No. Universal Championship match is next. It's your main event, Corbin versus Rollins with the special guest ref. The ref, as we stated and talked about, was Lacey Evans. But as, again, we stated, this match is doomed after that announcement because it's a Baron Corbin match. And as we've seen on Raw over and over again, Baron Corbin, I got a lot of respect for the way this guy can spit out scripts. But when it comes to in-ring work, I completely detach and have no interest in seeing him.
It's the same way that I feel about Shane McMahon, whereas I like the way he talks and I'd love him as a mouthpiece. But as soon as he gets in the ring, his work is so incredibly horrible that it pulls you right out of it. This one was was interesting because of what was going on. The crowd started chanting for Becky before she even came out there. You know, they wrestled. Seth had him pinned at one point, and Lacey did the, oh, I've hurt my arm, I can't count gimmick.
I like that.
Every heel referee does.
No. That makes sense. She was in the disarmer.
Mm.
That makes complete sense.
But again, it's been used tons of times by heel refs.
It's great.
Yeah.
No, but this one made. This is what I'm.
I suppose
mouth.
It made sense.
Give them
yes.
credit.
They made
credit
sense.
Where credit's
okay.
due.
All right. Okay.
I mean, that was the one nice thing about it is I don't think she sold it the first time she went for the count, but she did it the second time.
Well,
so I actually
what?
Did like that.
But you know what? Then why didn't the commentator should have played that up then?
You're right.
Because they didn't.
Okay, with that
you
in
know,
mind.
Because to me, watching that, I'm like, oh, it's the
no.
old cliche gimmick of the heel ref acting
Hold
like
on.
You won't do the count.
Hold on. Remember we had technical problems when that happened. The stream went out.
Oh, so you Are, think we
They may
hear?
Very well
okay.
have done that.
Well, if they did, someone out there heard that and they did actually put that over, let us know because I did not hear that.
Okay. Well, because we had tech problems. We had bad tech
we
problems.
There,
the stream was bad tonight
yeah,
for
there
us.
There was a lot of buffering issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I thought that was very good. I'm a big fan of the way they played out this ref stipulation. I just don't think it should have been the main event of the pay-per-view tonight.
Well, because it leads to a match we're going to see on TV. She at one point she changes the match to a DQ when Corbin wanted to use a steel cage, so there was no DQs after a certain point.
No countouts at a certain point as well.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Mouth. Since when can a referee change the rules in the match? Is that not an authority figure? That's the referee is there to enforce rules.
Usually,
the referee
yes.
is there not to yep. change the rules.
That is true. That is true. So that doesn't really make sense.
No.
No. Okay.
That was by a gentleman who was there in the building who
yeah.
wrote me. Chris was there tonight.
Right.
And he was like, how does this even work? He brought up the arm thing before they did and then they did it. And then he brought this up and that did not make sense. She should not have been changing the rules.
There you go. She also gave Seth a low blow, and that's what brought Becky out to go after her.
Oh, hold on a minute. There was a lot of time in between there. Oh, sorry. The low blow brought her, but
no.
when, so let me ask you this. When it became a no DQ, why didn't Becky come out right away? What was Becky doing?
She was in the bathroom.
Was that what she was washing her hands in the bathroom? She also
know.
Didn't change. Why
dude,
didn't she
you're
change?
You're shooting your own arguments down here. You're talking about how great
both
they're making
sides.
Sense, and now you're like saying it didn't make sense.
Both sides
you are.
Of the argument,
you are.
I'm playing the advocate of the devil.
You are. Well, there you go. I can't answer your question.
I know.
I can't answer that one.
Anyhow, yes, so you're right. She did run out after the low blow.
Yeah, and then she's out there, and then a real ref eventually came out, and Rollins gave Corbin the curb stomp, and Becky counted, and he keeps the title, and they're all smiling. They didn't kiss or anything, but they were all smiley with each other. She smacked him on the butt. And
that was a big move.
It was
That's what boyfriend and girlfriends do. They smack each other on the bum.
It was the big finish, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you liked it obviously more than I did. I was not crazy about it. I just, you know,
I'm 50-50.
Yeah,
really.
Again, it's a title match. It really is not the way a title match should really play out. It's your main event. It's kind of a little bit on the silly side, but yeah,
there was logic. It was like the logic was involved early, and then it frayed off at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them credit for what I thought worked out really nicely, and then there were a whole bunch of question marks at the end.
Well, then see, and that's the thing too that bugs me. I think the most is that all this leads to is a match to fill time on Raw.
Well, this is
not going to be at Extreme Rules.
You don't think we get a mixed tag at Extreme Rules?
I don't think they'll hold off that long.
Yeah, they could very well do it on television.
I think it strikes me as a TV match. It doesn't strike me as a pay-per-view.
What
match.
It also strikes me as is both of these feuds continuing.
Well, that's exactly what it says. Yes. Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
I mean, think about this.
You know, they have. They've just taken two and combined them into one.
But think about this. The one feud on this card that is definitely moving on, what is it that we saw evidence of tonight? It was Joe.
Yes.
Not
yes,
being involved
right,
with Ricochet.
Yeah,
at
right.
least injecting AJ there, right?
Right.
That's the only thing. Everything else
Stayed
shall
above, yeah.
repeat. And everything,
well,
and that, and Joe and Ricochet was the only fresh match on tonight's
yeah,
card.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't think Kofi Dolph is
Maybe.
Done.
Maybe.
Kofi Dolph, no, that's done. That's done. He won clean. No, you don't think so? I wish you could see the look on Jay's face right now, ladies and
you
gentlemen.
You try to throw logic my way.
I know. Well, you were trying to champion the logic tonight.
All right, listen. Let's take a break and come on back. We want to get to your phone calls. How do you think the logic was tonight in the WWE card, friends? That's what we're going to be asking you. 1-866-729-2562. If you're on the line right now, we'll get to you in the next segment. You are listening to the live Sunday night's main event right here on TSN Radio.
Hey there, I'm Morty Jenkinson. When I'm not coaching the offspring in soccer, baseball, or wrestling, cutting the lawn, or playing taxi, it's shirts off, Crocs on, slather on the SPF 100, fire up the barbecue, and crank up the Bob Seger while lounging in the kiddie pool, of course. Ryan Reynolds wishes he was me. Over my dad body Pilsner from Great Lakes Brewery. Now available at your local LCBO.
Alexa could be thinking about Twisted Bliss. And if it lands, everything's going to look different. The SmackDown Women's Championship belonging to a Raw superstar.
What is Nikki doing?
And Nikki crosses and says she's going after Bayley for Bayley hitting her. Bliss from the top. Oh no,
Bayley got the knees up just in time.
Short-circuiting Twisted Bliss and a Bayley to Bayley. Bayley retains her title.
When I party, then I party too much. When I feel it, then I feel it too much. When I'm thinking, then I'm thinking.
Welcome back. It is a Sunday night's main event here on TSN 1150 live, running down, or we just ran down the Stomping Grounds pay-per-view. What was worse for you, Great Balls of Fire or Stomping Grounds?
Name. In terms of the names?
Name, yeah.
Honestly, I think Great Balls of Fire is worse.
Me too.
Yeah, because Stomping Ground at least can alludes to Rollins and the curb stomp and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Whereas I just thought Great Balls of Fire was just silly.
Yeah, it was.
As much as I like Jerry Lee Lewis, it was just silly.
It's completely out of context. Well, we'll see if they run another one. You heard they may not be doing. It looks like they're not doing an Evolution pay per view this year.
That's what I.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I agree. I totally agree. Do you? If you remember, you and I both picked that as show of the year last year.
And part of that was, I mean, a little bit what we got with tonight's show, where we had such low expectations going in. We sat here definitely for the first half of the show, being pleasantly surprised.
Yes, yes.
And I think that was a lot of what happens with Evolution last year. But nonetheless, after that success, I mean, we sat here, we had so many phone calls that night for that show.
Yep.
Why would WWE not pick up on the social media? Plus, it just seems like something they'd want to do.
Well, it seems like a guaranteed easy show you can do every year. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a great...
Like, you know what I mean? It's like a special show that fans can look forward to every year.
I agree. Something different. You
know? Yeah. Something different. How about that?
I enjoy something. Well, we were talking while we were watching the pay-per-view, and you stated it's like it feels like when you watch Raw and SmackDown now, even though the roster is larger than it's ever been, it feels like there's 12 people
in between the
two shows.
It just seems to me, especially ever since they did the switch and they did this wild card silliness, it seems to me like every week I just see the same 10 guys on both shows, and that's a reason right there, especially when you have big long shows and you only have the same people over and over again. That's a pretty quick way to burn fans out.
Oh, so WWE has just tweeted out, and this is thanks to our tech producer Jeremy, who just sent it over to me. The tweet is: new U.S. champion King Ricochet will go one-on-one with the phenomenal AJ Styles in a non-title match tomorrow on Raw.
In a non-title match.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, AJ, you know, he hasn't really proven himself yet on WWE TV. He needs a non-title match first, Mel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's got the cred to get an actual U.S. title match.
And they called him King Ricochet?
No, that's what his Twitter is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so his Twitter is King Ricochet. All right, let's go to the phones. San Antonio has been waiting from Miami. So San Antonio is his name. He's from Miami, though.
Oh, his name is San Antonio?
That's what he goes by. All he's right. called before. San Antonio, what'd you think of the show tonight?
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Well, first off, I just want to say I got throwbacks to the early 2000s with the UGG commercials when they were sponsoring the WWE with us, offering our name. I kept waiting for that advertisement to come up. It's pretty funny.
Okay, so your phone... Hey, San Antonio, pull back from your phone a little bit because you're over-modulating.
Yeah, it's hard to
understand. Mouth has got a real weird look on his face. So what he said there is, remember the Uggs commercials? This joke has been made. It was Stomping Grounds tonight, but Uggs were the boots, so it would have been a nice sponsor.
Right,
that's all.
Yes, right.
So that's what I pulled out of that, San Antonio, but pull back a little bit, and what else do you got for us?
Yeah, is this better?
Way better.
Yeah.
Awesome. Also, I thought all the performers had a little bit of a step in their step when putting on tonight. I don't know if it's just a lackluster pay-per-view being a B-plus player or whatnot, but I thought everyone had a little bit of a, you know, a little thing going on. I thought everyone stepped it up a little bit, which they made a lackluster pay-per-view a little bit more enjoyable.
Agreed.
I didn't know Tacoma is now the new Philadelphia of the West because the crowd was hot the whole night, even through the main event, which I thought was really awesome. Made it way more enjoyable to see a hot crowd.
Yeah, for sure. It's amazing how much that does.
It does.
You take into account when you're watching
experience. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I really wish two more things. I really wish Paul Heyman would have introduced Lacey Evans. I thought that would have given them way more heat because he was there in the building. But obviously, they didn't go that way. But if he would have introduced her, I thought that would have given them a way more better performance.
That would have been interesting because it would have been kind of like a diversion to Heyman coming out on the ramp and everyone thinking that he was the ref and then kind of throwing people off.
Or that Brock was going to show up.
Or that Brock was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also want to say I felt really bad. They really hyped up the 24/7 title, but there's no follow-up on the show, which I felt they really missed that opportunity, even if it was just an arc.
You know what? That's going to be a strict TV thing. I don't think you're going to see it.
But it's 24/7. So, you know, they could have followed that up, even if it was just R-Truth running through the crowd or just something. They hyped it up.
Let me put it this way, San Antonio. I didn't think of it until you brought it up now. So I don't know. I didn't have a problem with that not being there. To me, that's a TV gimmick.
The pop he would have got if he would have just run through the crowd, just running from Drake Maverick, or just a little something, it would have just kept a little bit more of the angle going. I thought they should have followed up. They spent at least a good 10, 15 minutes just promoting that. So they should have followed up a little bit, but probably they're saving that for tomorrow night because they might need that for TV because obviously they need a little help here or there.
It's a TV thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, also, they did go short tonight. I mean, this thing was off the air at 10:15. I can't remember a WWE pay-per-view that was off at 10:15 before. I'm not complaining.
No, I liked it. I liked
it. It was just fine.
But they also started at 7 o'clock, so let's take it for that, you know?
Yeah, but that's what they do now. And it's still, I mean, a lot. I think they're trying to hit that 10:30 mark now as opposed to 11, which gives us a little time to relax. Thanks for the call, San Antonio. Well, nice hearing from you.
It's Sunday night. A lot of people got to go to work the next day, right?
No, they don't care about that.
No.
Come on.
Okay, all right.
Well, this is a company who consistently pushes that time and just keeps pushing that time.
I mean, for the big shows, yeah, sure, of course. They do it at Mania and Rumble, but this is like a crappy little B show. They should all end the quarter after 10 like this.
I agree with you, but they honestly, they do not care.
No,
it's all about network numbers.
Of course they don't.
Let's go to Bethany, who is on the line. Hi, Bethany. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Hey, Mouth. How are you guys?
Good. What did you think tonight? I want to hear your perspective on Lacey Evans. Tonight, you know, she worked that first match. We thought it was better than expected. And then also being involved in the main event. What did you think of Lacey tonight?
Well, I'm going to have to disappoint you because the only match I watched in full was the Samoa Joe Ricochet match.
So why was that? You made the conscious decision that you weren't watching tonight?
Yeah, I didn't care about the pay-per-view at all. I don't like Lacey Evans. She doesn't interest me. She's not very good in the ring. I don't care for her character. So, yes, I did see, I guess, like the last half of the Becky and Lacey Evans match. And, I mean, it was fine, but I didn't watch any of the main event because I'm not going to watch Baron Corbin. And, I just didn't care.
And this is a great example of what happens when the build is not good for the show. Even though both you and I thought the show was better than the build was, well, for a lot of people, the build was so bad. And because you have the network now, you can just kind of walk in and walk out and watch this bit and I won't watch this. I can kind of see how that's going to happen more
often. I think a lot of people just opted not to watch tonight. And I mean, many of them may be tuning into the, you know, shows like this show or shows like ours now to hear if we liked something and then may go back and watch something. Like maybe, you know, we said, well, Lacey and Becky had a better match. And maybe people will be curious to be like, oh, let's go check that out. It's got to be better than what they did last last time.
I think because you buy the network now and you only pay $10 a month, and I think people don't take the pay-per-views as seriously sometimes, and they'll just put them on, and they might even just be background noise. Like, they're not even going to... And maybe, like, you know, like Bethany, she watches the one match, and then the rest is just kind of on in the background.
So, Bethany, you said you did watch Samoa Joe and Ricochet tonight. What did you think of it?
Well, I think they could have had a better match. It was fine. It was good. Ricochet took some, you know, pretty nasty bumps. I didn't expect him to win, so I was happy that he won. But I did a lot like what Mal said, like it was on for background noise.
Right.
And, you know, I have to go to work tomorrow morning, so I don't have, even though it's like a short pay-per-view at 3 hours, I don't have 3 hours on a Sunday night to sit here and watch something that I don't care about.
Right. Perfect. Point taken. So. Yep.
There's...
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it was background noise. I would like come in and see something, watch for a few minutes, and then go on and do something else. So, but I really appreciate hearing you guys recap it for me, because I feel like, oh, well, maybe like this was more interesting than I gave it credit for. And so honestly, I don't think I'm going to go back and watch any of it.
We didn't convince you that much.
Well, I think you're right, Beth. There was nothing to convince you to go say, you know, this is a must-see match.
Oh, no.
Cruiserweights were good.
Yeah.
That's probably the standout match of the night.
There's nothing... Yeah, you're right. There's nothing on the card where I would go, wow, you must see this match.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, though, Bethany. Thank you for calling in. Much appreciated. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with your phone calls. A couple more on the line. That means we do have a line open, though. 1-866-729-2563. 62? 63? I don't do this as often anymore. 72.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Where's my paper?
Oh, hold dear. On. It's falling apart.
Where is it?
We're falling apart worse than WWE booking right
1-866-729-2562. That's what happens when you do different shows in the morning and then don't do this one live all that often. It is Sunday night's main event. 1-866-729-2562. Give us a call. More phone calls
if
after
the number works.
This break.
Vape Nation Canada, your premier provider of electronic cigarettes and e-liquids in Southern Ontario. In downtown Burlington, corner of Elizabeth Street and Pine. In Stony Creek, at the corner of Paramount and Mud. In Brantford, at 320 Colborne Street West in the Sobeys Plaza. In Oakville, at Lakeshore Road West and Bronte Road. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 till 9, Sunday, 11 till 6. Better prices, selection, service, and atmosphere. Raise your expectations. You can have it all. Vape Nation, taking the vape shop experience to the next level. VapeNationCanada.com.
Almost instinctively, Ricochet was able to minimize the impact of the clothesline. Can the challenger do it? Can Ricochet make it to the top?
Ricochet looking to do it yet again. Joe's in trouble this time. Ricochet top rope. What's Ricochet going to do from up here?
If he hits it, we got a new champion.
630.
Can Ricochet cover?
Cover now on Joe. Hook on the leg. Ricochet wins the United States Championship.
Live. The hearts of when they start, they really fall.
Well, there you have it, Ricochet defeating Samoa Joe, and already, as we mentioned earlier, it's been announced Ricochet will be facing AJ Styles, the up-and-comer, in a non-title match tomorrow. He's got to prove himself before he gets a title shot. That's going to be happening tomorrow on Raw. I mean, seeing those two wrestle will be fun. That'll be a good match.
Yeah. The only thing that I worry about is they'll put them on Extreme Rules and add some stupid stipulation to their match.
I feel as though Joe will get into that match. It'll be a three-way, and tomorrow Joe's going to interfere in the match and ruin it, and that'll set up the three-way.
But is there a step?
I don't know.
Does it go chairs, tables? I hope not. I would rather just see the three-way.
Well,
myself.
It's Extreme Rules. So
that's what I mean. I see them tossing a stip on when it doesn't mean anything.
It could. Let's go back to the telephones here, because it is our live night. We do this once a month now after WWE pay-per-views, doing the live show on TSN Radio. And I love this. We have a caller that was there tonight. Vic is calling on in to tell us about. So, Vic, you're from Seattle. Are you back home already?
I'm back home, but I'm not from Seattle. I'm actually from L.A. I came up to enjoy a weekend in Seattle and take part, you know, went to the Mariners game, going to Raw tomorrow, and took in Stomping Grounds tonight.
My goodness. All right, so listen, Vic, I'm curious about this because, you know, there are a lot of rumors about poor ticket sales going in. How did the arena look tonight? Because it sounded great.
Well, I posted a couple pictures. I think I might have sent you one or two that were at Sports FYI I tried to put context in that were right before the pre-show started, during the pre-show, and then mid-match when Daniel Bryan was going on.
Gotcha.
For the half of the arena that wasn't draped off, it was packed.
Right, okay.
But then the complete other side of the arena is draped off. There's nobody over there. And if you look at the pictures, I mean, it's pretty. I've been to a lot of WWE events and never seen it, the entire camera side, blacked off curtains, nobody up, nobody down, just those few rows in the front, on the bottom, on the front row.
Right.
That's it. Everything else was just, there was a hard camera back there, there were the announce crews were back there, and that's it.
Yeah, that's...
You know, the foreign announce crews.
Exactly. That's classic WCW style from back in the day to do something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's more and more happening to WWE now. From a live perspective, what did you like tonight?
I thought that, first of all, I thought the crowd was live. I hope that the 205 match was really good.
Yep.
Yes.
And, you know, those guys never get enough, you know, credit
for
what they do. But that match was really, really good. The crowd completely died on Roman. I don't know how much of that conveyed off of. I think you tweeted a couple things about that where they were chanting CM Punk, they were chanting Goldberg. They completely lost it on that. And you can't. Daniel Bryan is a babyface in the Northwest. There's nothing you can do about that. That was actually a good match too. I want to watch Ricochet and Joe again because Ricochet missed a couple things, including his first landing off the ropes. And I don't know if Joe is such a powerhouse. I don't know did it look impressive to you guys on watching it on the network because he high flies, but I don't know if I buy him as being able to beat somebody as strong as Joe. Mm-hmm. I love Ricochet though, but I don't know that about that. Kofi and Dolph. It was good. Lacey, that's what I wanted to mention. So Lacey, of course, you saw her match. It was messy from the start. But then she comes back as the referee. They have another referee who's kneeling down at the ringside. I think I sent you that picture.
Oh, that was you that sent me that picture. Yeah. So what was happening there? So was that referee yelling at Lacey?
Yeah.
Yes. So Lacey, at one point, is just standing there. Like, she's not engaged and she's not counting. You know, hey, break it up, none of that. So he starts yelling, go, go, and he's clapping at her, go, encouraging her to get involved in the match because she's just standing off to the side like she was a fan of, like me. I was more involved in the match than she was. She's just standing there. So he's clapping, and he's yelling at her and clapping and saying, go, go, clap, get involved, go, like, getting her involved in the match, she was just standing there watching the show.
So what I'm curious about there is that I didn't look consciously at it, but did she not have an earpiece in?
You know, I didn't pay attention to that, but she must not have had an earpiece in. I didn't
look
at that specifically, but I'm guessing she didn't.
I'm shocked that she didn't.
Yeah, maybe that would have been too much for her, too much of a distraction, or I'm not sure.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, that's awesome, Vic. Thanks very much for calling in and giving us the lowdown on the live show. Okay, Vic's gone.
Yeah, I guess
you wanted to talk more about Lacey.
Yeah, there was just another thing, just to your point about how you think it was all...
Illogical,
and that her arm was sore and all that?
Yes.
No, I don't buy it. I'm just thinking about this again. Go back and look at the look on her face. She was absolutely looking sarcastic and like faking like, oh, I'm sorry, my arm hurts. She wasn't acting like it was a legit injury. She was acting like what I said. She's being the heel and she's being the jerk. I'm not going to count because I don't want to count for you. That's what that looked like.
It should have been both. Should have been both is what it should have been. Let's get one more call in before we go to the break. Let's go for Paul is on the line from New Jersey. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I enjoyed the show overall. And, I wouldn't have had Lacey as a special guest referee because I do think she's garbage, too. But, in terms of booking, it makes complete sense and it's totally logical. And after seeing eight wild cards on SmackDown, I kind of want to take WWE out for pizza tonight, like if they won a Little League game, because at least something made sense. You know?
Great.
You know, it's not like a marquee moment in your life, but hey, good job, you know? And I actually, I don't hate Corbin as much as everyone else does, but we can all agree this guy should not be in the main event. And I think with Ricochet having the title with AJ, I think you got to move Joe up there to give Seth Rollins a credible guy heading into Extreme Rules and SummerSlam. And, you can call off the fact that, when Rollins tore his MCL was because of a spot with Joe. And, I think, with Joe harassing AJ's wife, you can, intertwine him and Becky. And just two random observations. There was a guy in the sign, guy in the crowd with a sign that said the invasion angle wasn't that bad.
I saw that. I noticed that guy, yeah.
I beg to differ, sir.
Yeah.
You know, that was... That was a pretty funny one. And I don't know if you guys saw the Ali promo, but is he trying to be Batman?
I had no idea what was going on in that promo. I was really confused.
Well, you also didn't have sound on because we were doing things here as well. So
it was weird. It didn't lead to anything. It didn't say anything. It didn't say watch Ricochet or watch Ali. I don't know.
It was like, yeah, I'm going to fight crime and wherever evil is. I'm like, he's Batman. He's being Batman.
That's going to be cheesy if that's the route they're going.
Absolutely.
Is this Hurricane Helms all over again? Thank you very much. I hope not.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Paul. We are going to take a break. Before we get there, if you were to go to our Pro Wrestling Tees site right now, we have a brand new shirt up there that Mouth and I are cartoons, and we are youthful cartoons is what we are.
I'll say.
There's a brand new T-shirt, though, available at prowrestlingtees.com/SNME Radio. We are, of course, the original tag team of wrestling radio in cartoon form, so you can get that right now. It's only $19.99. Along with that, Summer Strikes tickets are now on sale. The date is Thursday, August the 8th at 9:30 p.m. Summer Strikes. It's the comedy show that we are doing here. Andrew Fung from Kin's Convenience is already confirmed for it, and yeah, Andrada's going to be there as well.
Of course.
He's just sitting in the back, though, making the entire show happen.
Playing with the lights.
Yes. Also, he did well tonight. We'll talk about that in our second hour.
We're not going to talk about that.
It's Sunday night's main event. You're listening to it on TSN 1150. There you have it. Hour one of our live version of the Stomping Grounds edition of Sunday Night's Main Event. Now, we do have a second hour for you. And actually, you can get both hours commercial-free each and every week. And all you got to do is sign up to become a patron. It is patreon.com/SNME Radio. And for as little as $1 a week, $4 a month, you can get all of our shows delivered right to your inbox in your favorite podcatcher. So sign on up, patreon.com/SNME Radio. You get the weekly show, you get my trivia show, you get All Elite Weekly, and you get the midweek markout. Plus, you get our NXT podcast and any specials we do, such as the Fyter Fest special, which is coming up next week. Patreon.com/SNME Radio. Don't you dare miss it.